The Raider girls started off their trip with a 796-mile plane ride to Anchorage, where they stayed the night and prepared to get ready for the long road trip ahead of them. This basketball trip wasn't like any other trip they have done before. Raider girls trips are usually by plane to another town that is hosting a tournament, so this one was going to be different for them. The road trip was an 896-mile round trip to Tok, Delta Junction, and Glen Allen, Alaska. The Raider girls did great. Out of the four games they played in those four nights, with all the driving and all the hard floors they had to sleep on, they won three of the four games. After arriving in Anchorage, the Raiders had to get some rest for the long road trip ahead of them. The Raider girls had their alarm set for 6:30 for the 318-mile journey to Tok, Alaska. The ride was long, and it took a toll on their bodies. They got into Tok with only 2 hours to prepare and rest for the game. They played a good game, winning 43-30. All the players played well. They created ball movement, which got them open on the three-point line. They played good defense, shutting down their point guard of the opposite team, only allowing her to score very little. After the win, the girls had to get some sleep for the 107-mile drive to Delta Junction. It was a long 2-hour drive, and that didn't help the soreness from their game before. However, they got into Delta with plenty of time to rest, shooting around and doing homework before the game. They had to play a good game to beat this 3A team, and they did just that, beating Delta Junction Huskies in overtime with a score of 43-37. The Raiders were able to pull away from the Huskies by putting a stop on defense and getting quick looks on the offensive side. After sleeping in a Delta High classroom, the girls had to get up for the last drive that would be followed up by a game. They arrived in Glen Allen, waiting to play their last two games. By this time, the girls weren't as ready for the game. "But I think we did surprisingly well. We weren't expecting to win as much," said Mia McWilliams, one of the main scorers of this game. They were tired and worn out from the games and drives, however, they came out with the win, with a score of 46-43. The next day, the girls had a tough loss to Glen Allen by 4, staying right behind them the whole game. They had a hard time stopping the other team from driving in and getting looks in the paint, which stopped them from getting the W. "We can work on our shooting and defense. We could communicate more," Mia said, that night looking to gain from the loss. After the long drives, the school's hard floors and games, the trip was a success, according to Coach Claus. "It was nice to see different teams put on different challenges. Coach Claus wants to learn from the experience and focus on the upcoming games." The Raiders were able to get 3 wins despite going through so much, and Coach Claus is proud of them and what they were able to accomplish.